Inferno by Dante, continuing the reading of Canto 1 of 34 cantos. And this is the narrator speaking. "So could it be," I answered him, my brow in shy respect bent low, "you are that Virgil whose words a river running full flow wide. You are the light and glory of all poets. May this well serve me, my unending care, the love so great that made me search your writings through. You are my teacher, you my lord and law. From you alone I took the fine-tuned style that has already brought me so much honour. See there, that beast, I turned because of that. Help me, your wisdom's known, escape from her. To every pulsing vein she brings a tremor." Seeing my tears, he answered me. This is Virgil. "There is another road, and that, if you intend to quit this wilderness, you're bound to take. That beast, you cry out at the very sight, lets no one through who passes on her way. She blocks their progress, and there they all die. She, by her nature, is cruel, so vicious she can never sate her voracious will. But feasting well is hungrier than before. She couples a mate to many a creature, and will so with more, till at last there comes the hunting hound that deals her death and pain. He will not feed on dross or cash or gelt, but thrive in wisdom, virtue, and pure love. Born he shall be between the felt and felt. To all the shores where Italy bows down, here chaste Camilla died of wounds, Turnus, Euryalus, and Nisus too. He'll bring true health, hunting that animal from every town. At last he'll chase her back once more to hell, from which invidia has set her loose. Therefore, considering what's best for you, I judge that you should follow. I should guide, and hence through any eternal space lead on. There you shall hear shrill cries of desperation, to see those spirits mounting ancient pain, who all cry out for death to come once more. And then you'll see those souls who live in fire, content to hope. Whenever that time comes, they too will be among the blessed choirs, to which, if you shall ever wish to rise, a soul will come far worthier than me. I must, at parting, leave you in her care. Reigning on high, there is an emperor who, since I was a rebel to his law, will not allow his city as my goal. He rules there, sovereign over every part. There stands his capital, his lofty throne. Happy the one he chooses for his own." "Poet," I answered, "by that God whose name you never knew, I beg you, I entreat, so I may flee this ill and worse, that you now lead me on to where you've spoken of, to find the gate where now St. Peter stands, and all those souls that you say are so sad." He made to move, and I came close behind.